Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got your Florida legislative update as we're in the middle of the legislative session. I'll give that to you here in just a minute. First, your top three stories. Elon Musk and others are calling for a pause of all AI technology or advanced AI technology. Six-month moratorium in order to, for safety reasons. Got a couple thoughts about that. First, Credit Suisse is still aiding tax evasion, according to a U.S. Senate panel, and China is vowing retaliation if Kevin McCarthy meets with the Taiwan president in the United States. As we know, they do not like that Taiwan is declaring that they're their own entity, and anything the United States does that reinforces that is upsetting China. Back to Elon Musk and the AI technology thing. So this comes about after we have version 4 of basically AI technology. So ChatGPT, we've talked about before. When we experimented with that like a month and a half ago, that was version 3. Version 4 has come out, and since version 4 has come out, it has now scored a 1200 on the ACT or the SAT. It has been able to pass the master's bar exam. It's been able to do all kinds of other things much quicker than what version 3 did. And version 4 is also the one that just like it came out, and within a week, version 4 was able to write come up with a cancer treatment for a specific type of liver cancer. And it was able to do it within 7 days. And so they're like, whoa, this version 4 is already cranking out some, it's like learning very, very fast. And so with that, Elon Musk and others are saying, hey, we might need to pause this stuff. This stuff's getting a little too advanced. Now, we've talked about this before in the past, that the reality of it is there's already another one out there called Radio GPT. We've tried to play around with it, tried to do traffic reports. The only thing with it now is it's only as accurate as the information that's been loaded into it. And right now, the artificial intelligence is not real time. They're still in the growth phase, and so they're not real time. So up to the point, if I say, hey, ChatGPT or chat or whatever GPT, give me a traffic report for Pensacola, Florida right now, it would give me a report from September, because that's the last data that was inputted into the system. The idea, though, is that down the road, it will be live. Some of the information is still up to date and live. Like I could say, hey, give me the latest news for Florida or something like this, and it will actually spit out a 1-minute report or a 2-minute report or something like that. It's not voicing it yet, but come on, how hard is it for a different voice, artificial intelligence voice to connect to the transcript in order to voice it automatically? There's already software that's already doing that stuff. We've already mentioned that there's multiple different journalistic organizations that are having artificial intelligence write their articles. Babylon Bee announced it just recently that they're doing it. BuzzFeed announced that they're having artificial intelligence writing it. So journalism steadily is one of those areas that's going to artificial intelligence. We've talked about how teaching, they really believe that teaching could be shifted to artificial intelligence. Then the legal issues, any kind of legal stuff could be artificial intelligence. But the smarter the artificial intelligence gets, then the more other, for lack of a better phrase, industries and jobs could be at risk. For example, we talked about robots. When you mix robots with artificial intelligence, now all of a sudden you can have assembly line workers being out of jobs because robots can do the job and they're smart with artificial intelligence and they're able to adapt and things like that. We already have some places around the country where in the Northeast where robots are doing the janitorial work in grocery stores. They're cleaning up spills. They're even cleaning up toilets and things like that. You have other places out West where robots are being security. They're basically the security. They're using facial recognition and other nuances, including body temperature checks, in order to act as a security at banks. They're not armed or anything like that yet. But once you add artificial intelligence to the mix, then all of a sudden security jobs go away. So there's a lot of things that artificial intelligence could take. And I'm not trying to be a scaremonger or anything like this. I'm just saying like this very well could be the future where like what jobs will you and I have? I don't know. And we got a few texts here saying computer programmers, people who fix the robotics, stuff like that. Maybe what's happening right now, and I think the reason why they're wanting to pause it is because artificial intelligence is starting to write programs now. And I find it to be both exciting and a little bit scary. Got a text here says, pause in higher AI. Is this coming from higher AI? Are you trying to say Elon Musk is just artificial intelligence? I know. When I used to have my show in Austin, Texas, I used to have, what's his name from InfoWars? Alex Jones. Alex Jones used to call my show because we were on at different times. And every time Alex Jones would call, I'd be like, is this the real Alex Jones or is this the robot Alex Jones? Like, because he's super conspiratorial. Here's a text. AI is wild. There's another text. I think Bobby is AI. I can neither confirm nor deny. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News. Here's another one. A lot of jobs in the future may change or just be non-existent. Yeah, I agree with that too. Are you Sarah Connor? No, definitely not Sarah Connor. Can you hear my voice? Do you know who you're talking to? Sarah Connor. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives and get you your Florida legislative update.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. We do have slow traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Of course, that's due to construction, and expect some slowdowns on 98. 98, you're going to see slow moving traffic as you approach Gondolier Boulevard, that intersection, and you're going to see some spotty traffic until you get to about the Garson Point intersection. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, Florida legislative update. Let me bust through some of these stories here real quick. One to let you know about is right here in the Panhandle, the Garson Point Bridge. If you remember, the state is trying to take that over, get it away from being a toll bridge, and apparently it's moving forward. The legislation that's going to back that is moving forward in both chambers, so it's getting closer and closer at being a legitimate thing where it would pay off the bondholders completely. So good news right there. Yesterday, we mentioned the bill that was going forward that would make bathrooms in schools not really based on gender, but kind of. It would be exclusive use by males, which would now be defined as people who produce sperm, and the girls' bathrooms would be exclusively used by females, which are individuals who produce eggs. So, I mean, okay. So that a Senate committee is going to take up that bill tomorrow to deal with that. Governor DeSantis did go ahead and sign the bill that was passed by both legislatures, by the House and the Senate, that would boost affordability housing. This is going to add a lot more. I think it's $700 million into affordable housing projects throughout the state of Florida. We mentioned this bill before as well, a crackdown on kids driving golf carts through neighborhoods. It's really popular in parts of Central Florida and in South Florida even as well. And so if anybody 14 years old or younger would be banned from driving golf carts on the streets. So this bill is moving through the legislature. It still has one more committee before it's ready for a full floor vote. And do I have time for this one? Don't want to talk about that. Let's hit this one. A House panel has agreed that wine and everything should not be in limited containers, limited sized containers. That's the best way to put it. So this is one of those things. What are those things? Growlers. I couldn't remember what it's called. Those big, huge containers. Some people want to go to a place and fill up a growler full of wine or something like that, and they're not allowed to in the state of Florida. And this bill would say, no, we're going to repeal the section of the Florida statutes that caps wine bottle sizes. So then we could get these big old massive, huge, big things of wine that you're able to christen stuff with. I think that would be kind of awesome. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So according to the bill, this would open the Sunshine State to bottles, bottle sizes ranging from split or piccolo bottles of just 187.5 milliliters to Melchizedek or Midas bottles holding 30 liters equal to 40 standard wine bottles. Y'all. Okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with John Pickens in the newsroom. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bill in the Florida legislature that is going to ban kids 14 and under from driving golf carts on the streets. I was saying it was a big problem in Central Florida as well as South Florida. I got a text here says the underage golf cart driver is a problem in Gulf Breeze as well. Yeah, I actually did mean to mention that as well because I have a couple of friends who live in Gulf Breeze and in some of the neighborhoods there, like that's how the kids get around. They just jump in the golf cart and you know, go to their friend's house. And so you do see that happening as well. We're talking about the bill that is advancing through the legislature. The Senate panel is going to hear it tomorrow that would restrict bathrooms in schools to be the boys' bathroom is going to be for those that produce sperm. Girls' bathroom is going to be for people who produce eggs. And that's just how they're going to define male and female from now on. Got a text says, so instead of showing a picture of a male or female on the bathroom door, it'll show pictures of sperm and eggs. Gracie doesn't like that one. Why are you giving me that look? It's scientific. It's biological.
Gross. It's just gross and wrong. And gross.
What if they make
again.
It cartoonish with a happy face?
Smiling like a sperm.
Smiling sperm with a little smiling egg. Yeah. As long as they're gender neutral. That's the important thing. Got a text here says, hey, Bobby, we got the golf cart problem out here in Cantonment as well. I didn't know that. In Cantonment? In like the neighborhoods up there? I didn't realize that was an issue up there. And then we were talking about artificial intelligence could possibly take like all the jobs, especially once you implement artificial intelligence with robots. Got a text here says, so Bobby, playing sports and pornography will be the only jobs available. I guess I'll be in disability. You and me both, buddy. You and me both. I can't play sports anymore. My calves just give out. Like I like look at running and my hamstring starts to pull. And I'm definitely ain't doing the porn thing. So, you know. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. All ended well following a missing boater search yesterday in Okaloosa County. According to the sheriff's office, boater Daniel Hunter was on Shoal River outside of Crestview around 1 p.m. when his boat capsized. Deputies launched the river rescue and began the search. A sheriff's office boat located Hunter's boat around 3 p.m. Apparently, Hunter later arrived at Wayside Park and stated that he swam down to the boat launch. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office thanked Florida Fish and Wildlife for the assistance. A Bay Minette man has died after a crash yesterday morning in Baldwin County. It happened north of Bay Minette on I-65. Alabama State Troopers say 57-year-old Robert Amons, the fourth, hydroplaned and drove off the road, then hit a tree. He was taken to a hospital in Mobile, but later died from his injuries. And finally, a Great Dane in Virginia is now a super mom after giving birth to 21 puppies. Her owner, Tanya Dubs, was surprised since she was only expecting the two-year-old to have 13 to 14 puppies. The saga lasted a long 27 hours with 19 of the 21 pups surviving. Dubs says she plans to sell the massive litter once they're weaned. Proceeds from the first pup going towards the Tazewell County Animal Shelter. Great Danes are one of the largest domestic dog breeds and typically have bigger litters. The Guinness World Record for the largest litter belongs to a Napoleon Mastiff who had 24 puppies back in 2004.
Yeah, I saw that. That is, first of all, two very big dogs right there. You're talking about a Mastiff and a Great Dane.
They are huge.
21 puppies.
Could you imagine the whining and crying and all
the whining and crying?
27 hours of labor.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Yeah, that's a long time. So, but hey, because even Great Danes, they still have like three or four puppies, I thought, during a normal litter.
Right.
It's not like Great Danes just have more puppies than other dogs. So this is a,
went to the wrong bathroom because the cartoons weren't right.
Yeah, exactly. got a text here says, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. Oh, let's get traffic on the fives and then I'll read your text next. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Expect typical afternoon traffic. Pine Forest north and southbound, slow moving in both directions in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, backing up all the way to our intersection with the Tom Thumb right near the University of West Florida. And we still have slow traffic on 98. That's going to be leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some spotty traffic until you get to the Garcon Point intersection. We also have an accident at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. If you do see something else on the roads or you have details, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, I got a text here. Bobby, what about constitutional carry? So that has passed the legislatures, but the governor has not signed the bill yet. So constitutional carry is where you have permitless carry. This does not mean open carry, though. We did have an open carry bill that got scrapped. They decided to go away with the open carry bill. So constitutional carry is you can have concealed carry, and you don't need to go get a permit to do so. The Second Amendment gives you the right to carry that firearm. So that's passed both the House and the Senate. The governor has not signed it yet, but he is expected to. Got a text here pertaining to the bill in the Florida legislature that is going to require male bathrooms to be used just by those that produce sperm and female bathrooms that are used by those that produce eggs. And got a text here. Hey, Bobby, on that male and female bathroom genders, it would make it simple. If you use chromosomes that you were born with, XX is a female, XY is a male. That's clear as it can be. Nothing is differentiated by sperm or eggs. Oh, and that's what I would go to. Remember during the last Senate confirmation of the latest Supreme Court justice, can't remember who she was, but somebody asked, how do you define a woman? And she says, I can't define a woman. I'm not a biologist. And I'm like, that's your answer. You just gave us the answer. It's in your biology, XX, XY. There you go with that one. Bobby, once our bill, governor signs the bill, when would it take effect? Talking about the constitutional carry? I can't give you a good answer on that one. I'm sorry. It might be next year. I don't know the answer on that one. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got a daily dad joke, and I got to give you an update on Narcan next. Right now, I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All right, a waitress came up to me and says, "How do you like your steak, sir?" I said, how did you find your steak, sir?" I said, "I just looked next to potatoes and there it was." Nothing like screwing up a Daily Dad joke. Dadgummit, that was a funny one too. "How do you find your steak, sir?" "I just looked next to the potatoes and there it was." Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, I'll give you an update on Narcan, then we'll get into your sports hits. On News Radio 92.3. Registered today for the Navy Federal's 13th annual 5K. It's April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. For more details or to register, go to NavyFederal.org/5K. That's NavyFederal.org/5K. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. It's 850-437-1620. Before I get into your top three stories and today in your sports hit, let me cover the story I wanted to hit on with Narcan. So today, the FDA approved Narcan for over-the-counter non-prescription use. So Narcan is the basically the antidote, for lack of a better word, for opioid overdose. And so this is what a lot of the law enforcement officers carry around with them in case they come across somebody who is overdosed on opioids or fentanyl. Well, not or fentanyl. Fentanyl is an opioid. But point being is they come across somebody who has overdosed, then they're able to give them this naloxone or Narcan and able to save their life. And we know last year, the number one killer for men and women ages 25 to 54 was opioid overdose. It's shocking that it's increased that much. And a big reason why is because of fentanyl. And so I guess it's hit the point now where people are like, look, we just need to have the antidote, for lack of better words, to just make it simple to understand. We need the antidote more readily available for the public. So we don't have to hope that a law enforcement officer has it on them in case they come across something. I know we've already gotten a couple of texts of people concerned that by making this available over the counter without a prescription, that it may cause people to be willing to risk an extreme high or risk an overdose knowing that they have the antidote right here close by. Possibly, and that's probably why it's taken so long for them to approve it to be over the counter. But does it necessarily mean it's not good, right? I mean, because if this ends up saving, you know, hundreds of thousands of lives, then obviously that'd be the positive thing. I'm sure the FDA and some other regulatory bodies are going to be watching it to find out, hey, does this look like it's having a dent in decreasing overdose deaths, or is it having a negative impact on people using opioids now? I'm sure they'll look at that. By the way, in the meantime, here in Florida, in Escambia County, right here in our county, the Opioid Abatement Funding Advisory Committee, which, remember, there's this new group that is doing a pilot program in a handful of counties in the state. We are one of them. And they recommended to have vending machines that have Narcan available for free to anybody. They have not determined the locations yet, but they want to allocate $25,000 for these Narcan vending machines, for lack of a better word. This is supposed to reverse the effects of opioid overdose, and we are going to be an experimental county, along with, I think there's like six or seven other counties in the state that have these experimental things that they're doing, these pilot programs. I don't want to say experimental because it sounds like it's all risky. A pilot program on trying to see if we can reduce opioid deaths in the state. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, top three stories. Elon Musk and others have called for a pause of advanced AI technology for 6 months in order to assess safety. Credit Suisse is still aiding tax evasion, according to a U.S. Senate panel. And China has vowed retaliation if Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, meets with Taiwan's president in the United States. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Then we'll get your sports hit.
Traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. That's going to be due to construction. Still very heavy, even this time in the afternoon with I-10 and I-110. Not seeing any major slowdowns. Our slowdowns on I-10 eastbound near Avalon Boulevard have cleared up, as well as 29 looking good as well. We do have slow traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 in both directions, and with some spotty traffic throughout Gulf Breeze, leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point, and still have some major slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. The NBA is on ESPN tonight at 6:30. Dallas Mavericks take on the Philadelphia 76ers, followed by the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Phoenix Suns, which, by the way, tonight, Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant is making his home debut with them, so you can check him out on ESPN tonight around 9 o'clock. NHL hockey is going to be on TNT at 6:30 with the Islanders against the Washington Wizards, Washington Capitals, followed by Minnesota against Colorado. And in sports news, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, says he's hopeful that the NBA's collective bargaining agreement will have a deal done with the players by the end of the week. And then in the NFL, the New England Patriots reportedly are not interested in quarterback Lamar Jackson. The Washington Commanders president says that he doesn't see why a sale of the team wouldn't happen. Remember, yesterday they received two offers of $6 billion each. Over in college basketball, a couple coaching changes. So first of all, we've got the former Stanford star, former L.A. Lakers star, and L.A. Lakers player, and most recently the head coach for the University of Utah Valley University. He has now been hired to be the new coach for University of California. And Matt Rhodes, the most recent coach for VCU, has just been hired by Penn State University. So there you go with that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That is your sports hit. So I just saw this story coming out here. Emails. This story just came out just recently. Unredacted emails reveal that Fox News' CEO, Suzanne Scott, told the network's executive vice president to stop fact-checking former President Donald Trump. Dun, dun, dun. An email entitled Fox News, Eric Sean fact-checks Trump dump claims. Basically, the CEO of Fox News said that going after Trump would be, quote, bad for business. She said, this is bad for business, and there's clearly a lack of understanding of what is happening in these shows. The audience is furious, and we're just feeding them material, end quote. So I guess she said, I can't keep defending these reporters who don't understand our viewers and how to handle stories, end quote. Now, look, there's no secret that pretty much every mainstream media group has some sort of bias with their stories. And I've talked about this many times before, journalistic integrity and things like that. I mean, we see nowadays all journalism uses trigger words. They use words that are meant to instigate some sort of feeling, right? So instead of having Governor DeSantis responds to Trump, it's Governor DeSantis blasts Trump, right? They use some sort of word that triggers an emotion. And so it's not just the left-leaning media that does it. Right-leaning media does it as well. And so, and they're catering to, as the CEO, Suzanne Scott, says, catering to their audience. And so having stories that continually fact-check Trump was bad for business because it's just making the listeners angry. So instead, it's not saying don't fact-check them. It's just saying don't cover that story. cover something else that the listeners will appreciate more. For example, if I was on the air here and I was constantly talking about the plight of transgenders and their identity and lack of identity and things like that, and oh, woe is them. And that's what I talk about all the time. Let's look, first of all, I'm not interested in that story all the time, so I'm not going to cover it. But two is I also know that most of my listeners aren't interested in that story. We want to know what's going on with our local news. We want to want to know what's going on with Three Mile Bridge. When are they going to finally complete the construction of Three Mile Bridge? What's going to happen with Garcon Point Bridge? Are they going to finally get rid of the tolls over there? What's happening with the skate park that's happening underneath I-110 Bridge? What's happening with the mayor and his push for Amtrak to come to Pensacola area? Like, these are the things that I know that you and I want to talk about because it affects you and me here a lot more than some of these other stories do. And so on a national level, though, they have to look at it from a greater view, right? They don't have the luxury of just focusing on what's happening just in Pensacola. They have to look at what's happening nationally, but they're also looking at what their viewers want. So it's not a big surprise to me. It's not a quote unquote bombshell. In fact, that's what the news reports are saying. Bombshell new emails. Like, really? Is it that bombshell that the CEO of the company is saying, hey, make sure you're picking out stories that cater to our audience? I don't think it's that much of a bombshell. And people who don't know that, well, they just aren't paying attention or don't care. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from the newsroom, plus the top stories of FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got your top stories on FoxNews.com coming up here in a minute. Just our national news partner. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. No, wait. It's too early for that. Sorry, Gracie. We'll go to you in a minute and a half. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Thank you. The 3 Mile Bridge may be open with 3 lanes on each span, but there's still some work to be done on recreational spots on each side of the bridge. Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze has been closed since Hurricane Sally. City officials say damage to the boat ramp, fishing pier, boardwalk, and bulkhead all need to be repaired. On the Pensacola side, the old fishing pier was also damaged by barges that broke loose during Sally. Damage has been estimated at up to $20 million to fix it. Escambia County has said plans are moving forward to make those repairs and restore the pier. A pursuit ended in a crash earlier this afternoon in Escambia County. Pursuit came to an end around 12:30 on Dog Track Road at Blue Angel Parkway intersection. Florida Highway Patrol says pursuit involved a man wanted on multiple warrants. And finally, Bobby, a fossilized species of beaver discovered more than 80 years ago is being named after Bucky's, popular Texas chain of country stores with the hat-wearing beaver as its mascot. Researchers at UT Austin rediscovered the fossils of a previously unknown ancient beaver species inside the school's fossil collections. They're named the species A. Bucky's after the chain store and its cartoon mascot. A partial beaver skull fossil was discovered in 1941, and a museum curator died before he could officially name the new species.
Okay, that's... it's a new species of beaver?
Yes. Okay. That we didn't know about.
But old, but like it's not right around now. It's just one that we found that used to live that, okay.
And it was discovered more than 80 years ago.
Right, and we're just now like identifying that it was actually a different species than what we're used to.
I think somebody was cleaning out the closet and they were like, oh, this don't got a name.
Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So has Bucky's gotten involved with this yet? Trying to,
I don't know.
Claim
maybe they sponsor UT in Austin. I don't know.
They might. Yeah.
They might.
I mean, Bucky started in Texas.
It
so,
sure did.
They're like, you guys need to do more research on beavers. That's what we need is more research on beavers. So, all right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Just typical afternoon traffic right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. Of course, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We have slow-moving traffic still. 98 has cleared up. Just some spotty traffic throughout Gulf Breeze Parkway, but nothing too bad. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is Karine Jean-Pierre, who we've talked about many times about her inabilities to really do her job. She was pressed on whether an assault weapons ban will lead to confiscation of firearms. She says no comment. That was basically it. That's because she doesn't know. Look, that's not because she's trying. I know that a lot of the comments and stuff on here are being like she's avoiding answering because they are going to confiscate firearms. No, this is Karine Jean-Pierre we're talking about here. It's because she doesn't know. She's not in the loop. We've said that many, many times. The reason why she often has no comment or often doesn't expand on the reporter's questions is because she's not in the know. They're like, that's a need to know situation, and you're not in the need to know. She's like, I'm the White House press secretary. They're like we said, you're not in the need to know. She doesn't know. That's why. Some of the other top stories on FoxNews.com. Teen Pokemon player was booted from a tournament after laughing at the pronoun question. All right. I think this is a pretty good one. So the one Pokemon tournament judge claimed that the Pokemon player's laugh made them feel unsafe and uncomfortable. Oh, really? Was it because he was a transgender pretending to be a girl who was going to go shoot up a school? Oh, no, it wasn't? Well, then you were safe and you were comfortable. Grow up. Goodness gracious. Then we've got here the Gwyneth Paltrow trial thing. Apparently, the expert witness endured scathing cross-examination during the ski. Is anybody really following this? Gracie, have you been following this?
I was like last week, but now
I knew you were following it.
No,
I knew
last
you would
week
be following
when
it.
when Joe brought it up last week, I was like, okay, yeah, but I've grown out of it now.
You've grown out of it, so only held you for about a week.
And yeah.
Then it was like, okay, let's move on from this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's over $300,000 too. It's like, why does Gwyneth just pull out her pocket change?
I think because like, she's like this is so stupid that. So I'm not going to back down because that is
so she's fighting
shape.
It based on principle.
Yeah, I would think.
She's fighting it based on principle, yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. All right, let's hit Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
People in Nigeria drink more Guinness in a year than people in Ireland. That's okay, interesting. The guy who invented the revolving door came up with it because he hated having to open doors for women. Oh, we'll leave it right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.